Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right. He's your rock and roll financier.
And here's the situation, man. We've been talking to Todd for years because he and the good folks at BECU, man, they know stuff about money. They also know about taking care of the people that do financial business with them, because BECU is a credit union. And at a credit union, Todd, you guys all take care of each other.
Yeah, we own each other, BJ, right?
Hey, yeah, that's right. What you call mutual ownership. That's what I've always wanted. Yeah, because if you're a member, you're an owner, and so it's not about making profits just so that somebody can get rich. It's about basically, you know, whatever they do with the profits is to make the credit union better for the people that are in the union.
Yeah, that's right. And all of our decisions are based upon how can we make it better for the member? How can we save them money, charge less? Better their lives, help them reach whatever goals they have in life, and not how can we maximize the bottom line for the stockholder.
And anything you do at a bank, you can do at a credit union. And if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, boom, you can be part of BECU just like that. Go to BECU.org. You want the info. If you want any financial advice from Todd, it's as simple as calling 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. Let's go to Brad. Brad and Everett, you, sir, are on the Rock.
How's it going?
Not too bad, buddy.
Hey, Brad.
You're on with Todd.
Right. So, hey, Todd. So, this is the situation. My son has some money. He's going to be 18 here real soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a small chunk of money, around 70. And then he also has an annuity for the following 4 years of like 25 a year. Okay, I'm just wondering, how should I tell him to be, what should he do with that money? Because I don't know.
Was he going to go to college? What are his goals in the next 1 to 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, so he is planning on going to college.
Okay.
And I know he'll need some of it for college, but he also has really good grades, and I'm pretty sure he's going to get some scholarships and some financial assistance. Mm-hmm. So I think he'll have a good chunk of that money left, especially the annuity,
Mm-hmm.
The 25 a year, instead of just spending that. I mean, he's going to be living at home. He doesn't need to, he doesn't need to use it for rent and so forth. So mm-hmm.
There's a lot to unpack here, Todd. Because
yeah.
let's start off with the idea that he's got money. And to get financial assistance, which if you don't want to take loans out, if you can help it, Todd, especially some of those school loans.
Yeah. So I think that's the first thing is the first goal is, okay, if college is there, how much, let's set aside what we need so we can graduate debt free. So we don't have that average $30,000 student loan debt that most people graduate with.
And Todd, you've told us before.
That's over 40 years.
Yeah, hold on. Brad, hold on a second. So, Todd, you've told us, too, that student loans, bankruptcy does not forgive student loans. That's another thing. So,
for the most part.
Yeah, so they are one of the worst loans you can take, and if you can get out of taking one. So would you recommend then, Todd, that all that money he has, if he's wanting to go to college, is to use that money to pay off all the college tuition that he had? Would you recommend him doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, okay, let's come up with that 5-year plan. 4 years for college, whatever, then right out of there. So we have how much we're going to need to set aside for college. Let's put that, in a safe fund. Okay, now when we graduate for college, it'd be nice to have a little bit of money there that we could, if we're moving somewhere, we have a down payment, we have that emergency fund we always talk about. That's sitting there. Now, if you have over and above that, if he's starting to work while he's going to school, mm-hmm. Maybe we put a little bit into the Roth IRA. Maybe we open up a Roth IRA and put it in there. That money can still come out if he needs to, the principal. But now if he doesn't need it, that's going to sit there and grow for 30, 40 years tax-free.
Okay.
So right. I would say keep that safe. Let's get the college paid for. Let's have an emergency fund when he graduates. Mm-hmm. Then we can talk about if he's working, we can contribute, $6,000 or whatever it is a year to that Roth IRA.
Yeah, so let me ask, say, one of his other deals is he may not go to college right away. Mm-hmm. That might be taken care of. He's thinking about maybe joining the military. That's
okay.
You know, his thing, whatever. Okay. But yeah, so if he does that instead, then he's going to have that money and not need it for college. And I would hate to see him do what I would have done, was go out and buy vodka and everything else, you know?
Sure.
So I'm just wondering, besides just throw it in the bank, is there some sort of safe place to put that? Is a Roth the way to go? Or
I mean, within a Roth, you can still
invest. I don't know anything about it.
So. Okay.
So I'm asking you.
Feel free to email me. I'm happy to answer your questions. But the Roth is nothing more than the tax treatment of it. So the investment goes into the Roth IRA, and then you can invest it in pretty much anything you want, safe to stocks or whatever. Depends what your time horizon is, whether you're going to be, how conservative you're going to be. But it's harder to get. So I think that's kind of one of the questions you're asking is, you know, if we put it into a savings account, I can easily transfer that. Well, with the Roth, it's going to be a little harder to get. So out of sight, out of mind. So
That's a good idea.
So Todd, let me just, because I feel like Brad has said he has no clue, which is at least as a father, it's a good idea to know what you don't know. And then it feels like this kid.
Yeah, I don't want to give him bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's why, Brad, it's always really good that if you don't know what you're talking about, just to say nothing, but find somebody that does know what they're talking about. And
right.
And Todd, I think it feels like the two of them could really use a financial advisor.
It wouldn't be a bad idea to talk to somebody, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I think for him, I think if it's like my daughters, it's like, well, what do I do with the money, right? And they need to understand the power of compound interest. If you can just, like, not spend it and save it and let it grow, what that will mean for you in 20, 30, 40 years. It's we're so caught up in today and instant gratification. So I think that would one of the, be the biggest lessons, that if we could get that across, so he wouldn't go out and to your point, buy the vodka or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And invest
that.
That
car, whatever.
Yeah, and Brad, your credibility, unfortunately, I mean, I didn't grow up with you, but I just know that you know your credibility in this area is low. So if you get somebody who's an expert to talk to your kid will probably be more apt to listen to them. That way you're not the guy trying to give him any advice, because I'm sure, you know, if you think you don't know what you're talking about, you know how our kids are. They always think we don't know what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah, that would, and, you know, like, and I appreciate the call, Brad, and BECU has financial advisors. If you're a member of BECU, you've got people you can talk to who can give you those answers that to the questions he has.
Yeah, and we also have a program that's called the Financial Health Check, 100% free for members. And you're going to sit down with the counselor, going to walk through all your assets, all your liabilities, your debt, and kind of walk and talk you through some of those things. So that might be a way to go for Brad and his son to maybe get on a call with one of our financial health check specialists to kind of walk that through.
And, you know, and Todd, it's just so amazing that is like the biggest thing we could teach our kids in the schools. I don't know. I haven't been to school for a while, but that's like right when you get out of school, before even thinking about going to college, or at the same time, all right, you got any money? What are you going to do with your money? How are you going to be fiscally healthy and fiscally ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which we don't even think about. It's just like, oh yeah, you're going to go to school, whatever that costs, you're going to go. If you're lucky enough, your parents pay. If not, well, then, you know, they still get told to go to school and don't even consider the cost. Like, oh, you want to go to a great school no matter what? It's like, well, yeah, but if I don't get the cash, maybe I don't go to a great school, just go to one I can afford and still get some education.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a big advocate of community college, at least for the first couple of years, if you don't have the financial resources. You don't need to go to a four-year or even trade schools. Or, you know,
schools are amazing.
College isn't for everybody, right? We still need all the expertise of plumbers, electricians, and so on. So it's really follow your passion. What do you want to do? What are you interested in? What drives you? And go down that route.
Or get a job that pays you a good living so that you then can go do things you're passionate about outside your work.
Yeah.
You can live to work or you can work to live, but you can be happy doing either one if you're smart about it.
Got a text at 77999 saying, I have a $26,000 in debt. What's the best way to get caught up?
Ooh, pay it. Okay, thank you.
There you go. It's BJ Peach from BECU.
Thank you. I think that's all we need. The $26,000 is a big number, Todd.
Yeah, but it's not insurmountable. Yeah. I mean, in the whole scheme of things, I think the first thing is that you know that you can tackle it, and it's baby steps. So it's not something we're going to be able to answer here, but it's going to be breaking it down. You're going to have to look at what your income is, where your money's going today. what you can now devote to paying that off and coming up with a plan. So again, this is where that financial health check specialists, financial health check program would work. There's also NFCC, National Foundation for Credit Counselors. There's free counseling out there that you can get. These are certified nonprofit organizations. So if you want to email me, I'll hook you up with those. But don't get discouraged. It sounds like a lot, but we really can tackle this. So.
Yeah, so what you're saying is you can get a coach on any financial level that you're at.
Absolutely.
If you're making nothing, if you are just living paycheck to paycheck, there is still something out there where you can get a financial coach.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's important.
And these aren't the ones that are advertising, you know, get you out of debt. That's not the ones you want to go to.
It's not.
No.
They have all the answers.
But what if I pay someone to help me get out of debt?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that
right.
How it works?
No. It doesn't work that way.
All right. This section says, I'm a horrible mother who didn't save for my son's college. He starts in the fall. Ouch. He's got a lot of scholarships, but still owes $20,000. What's the best option for a loan to cover the rest?
This is a text.
So
I don't have all the details, but I'm assuming he starts in the fall. We've already done the FAFSA, the financial aid application, whatever, FAFSA, for student aid. So that's going to give the expected family contribution. So that the FAFSA should tell you where the money can come from. And unfortunately, it might include parental plus loans. So this is where I would, back to where we talked about earlier, BJ, is reassess where we're going to school and how we're going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you still owe $20,000 after scholarships,
yes.
It's almost like the scholarship, is that really doing you a favor?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I don't know how scholarships work. It's like it's a school gives you a scholarship. So maybe school A is giving you a $20,000 scholarship, but it still costs you $20,000 more. And school B only costs you $10,000.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you go to school B and screw the scholarship?
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean.
And between private and public universities, right?
Yeah.
So, again, let's reassess where we're going to go to school here. And, what, you know, I don't know all the details, but, mm-hmm. again, if you want to reach out, but find out what the school is, what the degree is going to be, and then does it make sense for us to go into debt to pay for it?
And a lot of parents find themselves in the situation that woman did, and, of course, that Brad that called in. We are financially ignorant. And, look, I'm saying we because the reason we started doing this with you, Todd, is that we saw in 2007 with people just their houses, they're like, I can't believe this bubble crash and bubble burst and now my house is underwater and I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't know I bought too much house. Mm-hmm. We just are financially ignorant because we were never really taught. That's a big reason why I love what you guys do at BECU. You can get educated and it's not going to cost you anything, and it's just because you're a member you get that service.
Mm-hmm. We do what we can.
And it's so important to be fiscally educated because, look, we live in America. Money is an important part of your life, whether you think it should be, whether you back any political candidate. It doesn't matter. You're going to need money no matter who's in the White House. You're going to need money no matter what your philosophical viewpoints are. If you live in this country, you're going to need money. You should know how to manage it so you can have a good life.
Yeah. And if we can reach the younger folks with the experience, you know, the experience we have, BJ, because we've lived this, right?
Yes, we have.
We've made our share of mistakes over the years,
and you've made less than I have. That's for sure.
I don't know. That might be.
I was a complete idiot. If you were on my level, Todd, then you hide it better.
Well, then maybe you two wise folks over here can help this person with their problem.
Okay, fine.
Is it a wise decision to use my tax return for a custom-made squatty potty?
There we go.
Yep.
Of course.
Yes. I mean, that's only $85. I'm assuming you're getting more back.
You know what? I watched the video that they
put. Todd's not in.
Todd, I have watched the video on the Squatty Potty, and it seems like scientifically we should all have one of these.
CJ just discovered the good virtues of a Squatty Potty.
I never watched, I remember seeing him on Shark Tank, and basically we're all going to the bathroom wrong, apparently. And so, and Vicky showed me a very educational video that involves a unicorn giving out ice cream in a very interesting way. But bottom line is yes. I still think you should be economical even when buying a Squatty Potty. Because you can get it for $20, Todd. You don't got to pay the 80.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, $20 is all right. Then.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, what the heck.
You don't need FAFSA for that.
Yeah, a FAFSA? Is that where you're going to go, FAFSA? Well, Steve's got that little baby, and, you know, it's never too early to think about, you know, the government institutions that give you college relief or whatever are a special way to save for college.
Yeah, we got
to
get cracking on that. That and also applying for her to be a Gerber baby.
Did you get your 529 set up? for your
not
job?
Yet, but okay. That is definitely on the list.
On the list.
It is.
I love the line. Not yet, but it's on the
list.
Well,
she's only 2 months old.
She's 2 months old. I feel like we got a good window.
Yeah. I want to keep, you know, Todd, keep harping on Steve because
I have a post-it note on my desk.
Oh, all right. If you got a
post-it
note.
It just says 529 on it.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a daily reminder that I need not to fail my child.
Yeah. Because Steve and I have had
I got her a squatty potty already, though.
Oh, you got that? Oh, even though she can't crawl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crawl.
You blink, and next thing you know, she needs to poop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a fact. I don't think kids have a problem with that. They can just do it on command.
It says Tatum and sparkly letters.
Oh, does it really? Yeah. Oh, that was a nice investment of money.
Thank you.
She'll thank you for that when she can't go to college. All right, we've got a man. By the way, Todd Peach, we've run out of time. This always happens, but if you didn't get through in the phone lines, you can email Todd. Just go to KISW.com, scroll down, and you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. There's also a great webpage that you'll be taken to that's got a lot of those resources, that the free resources that Todd spoke about today. And don't forget, man, if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, BECU is a great credit union. Does everything a bank does except, well, you know, screw you out of your money. Okay, how about that? It's all the good things a bank should be, and that's what BECU is all about. Todd, good to see you, buddy.
Likewise, BJ. Thank you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.